Ted Cruz wants Joe Biden impeached and prosecuted. It's Monday, July 31st, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Well, thanks for starting your week with the Texas Minute. A proposed wind farm on Texas's Gulf Coast could negatively impact the state's environment and economy, so lawmakers are hoping the state's land commissioner will take action. More on that coming up, but first. Three Houston mayoral candidates stand accused of illicitly accepting campaign funds during a period prohibited by city law. The mayoral candidates in question are U.S. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, State Senator John Whitmire, and local attorney Lee Kaplan. Houston campaign finance law dictates that after the city awards a contract, Houston political candidates can't accept donations from the awarded contractors for 30 days. Whitmire and Lee reportedly took in more than $21,000 in such donations, while Kaplan received $500. Whitmire and Lee have promised to return the donations, while Kaplan said his team would review paperwork to check to see whether his received donations actually violated the city ordinance. A federal religious discrimination complaint's been filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission against a taxpayer-funded community college in San Antonio after the school allegedly fired a biology professor for teaching that sex is based on X and Y chromosomes. Dr. Johnson Varkey has taught biology for 19 years. In 2022, he had four students walk out of his lecture after he stated that sex is based on X and Y chromosomes. A couple months later, the college told him he was being terminated because of student complaints. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz is calling for President Joe Biden's impeachment, prosecution, and imprisonment due to findings in recently released federal documents which detail an alleged scandal between Biden and a Ukrainian businessman. A whistleblower from the Internal Revenue Service brought forward allegations that current President Joe Biden accepted a bribe from a Ukrainian businessman. Cruz notes that other documents from the FBI seem to collaborate the charges. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast every weekday. Real talk for real Texans. The Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Lawmakers are asking Land Commissioner Don Buckingham to deny the Biden administration state permits for burying cables in Texas-controlled waters that lead to a proposed wind turbine farm in the Gulf of Mexico. During the regular 88th legislative session, Republican State Senator Mays Middleton of Galveston filed legislation which would require an in-depth investigation into potential wind facilities and create a permitting process for those facilities. The measure was killed in the Texas House. Middleton's measure came about as the Biden administration was announcing plans for a 547,000-acre wind farm off the Galveston coast. The senator has said the unreliable nature of the wind farm, as well as interference with offshore shipping lanes, means the project should be abandoned. Commissioner Buckingham has said the Biden project raises serious concerns for Texas and that she's not a fan. You can check out the details of this story and others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at texasscorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Micah Rice, Naomi Medeiros, Sully Rice, and Sydney Henry. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. If you like the work of Texas Scorecard and appreciate the Texas Minute, please consider making a donation at texasscorecard.com/donate. That's texasscorecard.com/donate. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.